not a lot of shots falling from the game I saw. What was your takeaway on the weekend?
No, you're right. You know, combination of a couple of things. I think Wrangell's zone is difficult to play against and get a good look at. And then, especially on Friday, I thought especially in the first part of the game, we were getting the shots we wanted. They just wouldn't go in. Playing too fast, a little too excited. Kind of the theme for the weekend, too. I mean, we didn't shoot the ball well either game.
On the other hand, you did pull out a win on a close game.
Yeah.
On the first night.
Yeah, and the good news on the other side of that is our defense is holding teams in the 30s. We just have to try to score in the 40s. We've had a lot of close games this year. We've had, especially within conference, most of the ball games we played have been within a couple of possessions at the end. We did enough things. We got behind in the first part of the game on Friday, and then defensively got some turnovers and had a lead, a big enough one down the stretch, and were able to keep them from hitting a shot. And it was a good win.
How about Saturday? What was your take on that one?
Well, kind of the same start. We actually made a couple baskets to start with, but then went a long stretch again without scoring. This time, I don't think we were getting the looks we wanted. We were rushing too much. Senior night always kind of amps things up a little bit. We dug ourselves I think we were down 7 or 8 at halftime and had a 13-point deficit in the fourth quarter. Had a bad stretch. I think Wrangell went on a 6-0 run from 3 straight turnovers by us. And we cranked up the defense. We're able to force a couple of turnovers, hit 4 threes in the quarter, 3 pretty close to each other. Had a potential steal to go ahead, but we fouled Wrangell in the back or in the front court, and then there was a loose ball situation that didn't go our way either. And so 2 close calls. We got the ball back with 7 seconds to go or so, and no timeouts, and got a long look at the basket, but it didn't go in. But the takeaway on that is that our kids have a lot of resilience. They're going to keep fighting to the end, and our time management and strategy for getting shots and all that was excellent, in a close game like that, and just came up one possession short.
Individual efforts on either side of the ball, offensive or defensive?
Kyle was our leading scorer both nights, and I know it was a frustrating weekend for him foul-wise and stuff, but when we were able to get the basketball in to him, I thought he played well. Everybody's contributing in different spots. I like the fact that we have 2 seniors on the team. I like the fact on Saturday's game, they both had a big hand on us coming back. I think Michael hit 2 key threes for us, and Latham hit 1, and both played excellent defense. Latham was in charge of guarding Wrangell's best offensive player. He's a pretty tough kid to guard. He can hit some James Harden-like step backs, and boy, he gave 100% effort running around guarding him. So it was nice to see those 2 have a big hand in us almost having a great comeback at the end there.
Any other thoughts on last weekend or what's coming up?
No, it's hard to play the same team 4 times in a row. And we actually, from the results from this weekend, that's Wrangell's going to be our first opponent at regionals too. So looking forward to playing a couple of games just to kind of get away from that series for a week and then jump back in next week.
Come up with some new tricks.
Yeah.